It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Well, since we do spring forward, you're right. What really does it matter here in the flashback on what year we go to?
1992.
Because you're right. Time is a flat circle. It's just something we made up. But when it comes to songs about time, let's go for a little Randy Travis. Sure, this will be one of those that we feature this weekend.
It's just a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time. Got that old school feel behind it, too, making it, oddly, ironically, timeless. And the timeless voice of Randy Travis, too. This one was off his fourth studio album, No Holding Back, and was part of the big reason that one went to the top of the charts. This was the follow-up, by the way, to the hard rock bottom of your heart for Randy Travis as he was just zooming through late 80s and into the early 90s with his career. But the song, It's Just a Matter of Time, goes back way back in time, and it was written by Brooke Benton and Clyde Otis. In fact, it first hit number one on the chart in 1959,
someday,
when it was recorded by Brooks Benton. What'd you see, the squirrel outside?
No, I just like this. It's like you've
been blind.
It's very romantic.
Well, it did stay number one, not on the country charts, but the R&B charts for 9 whole weeks. Talk about some time in 1959.
Kind of like Shaboozy.
And as Brooke Benton, Clyde Otis, were really part of a mega songwriting team back in the late 50s. Just, they pinned number one hits for Nat King Cole and the like that. It was during one songwriting session, Brooks Benton expressed his frustration. They weren't hitting on any good ideas, to which Clyde Otis said, well, it's just a matter of time, Brooke. And like good writers of songs do, they stopped what they were doing, looked at each other and said, okay, we can do work with that.
Let's do it.
And they did. First time it ever hit number one on the country charts, though, was not Randy Travis. It was 1970.
That one day you
Sonny James took it and left it there 4 weeks straight at top of the charts in February of 1970. And then people started picking up on this, that this was a good song to record. Glenn Campbell peaked at number seven in 1986.
It's just a matter of time.
That man could sing anything if you ask me right there. So Randy Travis took this, made it his own, and took it to the top of the charts. And on the news that's coming at least somewhat soon in a matter of time will be a Randy Travis biopic movie that none other will star our buddy Clay Walker.
So cool.
As we switch the time this weekend